Jenny Rodriguez lives in a cute four-bedroom house in Cutler Bay. There are plants everywhere, ripe starfruit on the cutting board. In 2009, she had to refinance her house. 4 years later, in 2013, she got notice that it was under foreclosure.
We built it. It was a lot of effort, a lot of love put into it. You know, my kids grew up here, and we've always tried to do the best that we can.
And she's not alone. More than 45,000 other homes in South Florida are also under foreclosure. But Darren Bloomquist, vice president of Realty Track, says Miami foreclosure numbers are headed in the right direction.
They're headed down dramatically, but because the foreclosure problem was so severe in South Florida, despite the drop, it still has a relatively high foreclosure rate compared to other major markets across the country.
Miami saw the biggest decrease in foreclosure activity in the country compared to last year's numbers, down almost 40%. Still, it has the second highest foreclosure rate among the 20 largest metro areas. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.